And we are live. Good morning, everybody. I'm still a little under the weather, but thank God that Mr. Bamboo Ben is here. I'm drinking hot tea. Andy also gave me some honey for my throat. He's basically my doctor. Dr. Bamboo, thank you, brother. Now, today, guys, it's Friday, hence the banana shirt. Now, we're going to jump right in here. Three things to do. Number one, like and subscribe to whatever platform you're watching, whether it's YouTube, Rumble, X. There's a ton of them. I don't even remember all of them. And I don't think you can like on Amazon or Roku. I don't know. I haven't looked in a while. So, all right, we're going to go through just four headlines today in the first half hour. Then on the private server, I have an interview that at the end of the interview, you're literally going to go, I'm selling all of my dollars. I'm selling all of them for Bitcoin. Because, folks, let me just say this. I'll say this. And those of you who know, know. Jeff Booth. Right? If you know who Jeff Booth is, he's just announced that he has figured out a way. Listen to this, folks. He's figured out a way and launching a company that is going to tap into the derivatives, the global derivatives market, and inject Bitcoin. Where if you own or trade derivatives, you're actually paid out in Bitcoin. Folks, do you know how big the derivatives market is? Do you know how much money is in the derivatives friggin' market? Well, Jeff Booth has announced that his company, one of his companies he's launching, will work in the derivatives market and pay out in Bitcoin. Yes. Bingo. The unboxing channel, Quadrillions. Yes. Tom, Quadrillions. Yes. We're talking stupid amounts of money. Stupid amounts of money. Folks, when you get done watching this interview on the private server, you're going to do what I literally, felt, well, I didn't fall over, but I almost fell over when he described his company. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa. This is larger news than BlackRock's ETF. But people haven't realized it yet. Folks, this is going to make the derivatives market, remember, quadrillions of dollars. it's gonna make it where they can get paid out in the Bitcoin and not dollars. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's so on the private server in about 25 minutes, we'll be watching that whole Jeff Booth interview. Now, let's jump to the news, folks. Breaking news. Goldman Sachs, Citadel, UPS, Citigroup have been added to BlackRock's ETF as authorized participants. BlackRock is gonna own everything. All right, if you take Goldman Sachs, Citadel, UBS, and Citigroup, and you combine them, they have as many assets, if not more, than BlackRock does. Do you know? Here, let me get close. Let me say, all of the inflows, all right, all of the inflows from BlackRock, just BlackRock, they have over 250,000 Bitcoin. Just BlackRock. Now, Goldman Sachs, Citadel, UBS, Citigroup, which is larger combined than BlackRock, are now able to purchase the BlackRock ETF. Folks, we're all about to get rich. If you own Bitcoin, I don't care if you own 0.1 Bitcoin. It's gonna go crazy. This is nuts, folks. This is absolutely nuts. When I read that this morning, I about fell the pluck over. I literally was like, wait a second. So I did some research. Goldman Sachs, Citadel, UBS, Citigroup. Wall Street has arrived. You can't risk being on the sidelines. Folks, what's crazy is that we have a questions. Why wouldn't they start their own ETFs? Why would they? Why go through all the hassle, the waiting period, the SEC putting up with all that, when they can just partner with BlackRock and offer them instantly? Folks, this is the rich getting into Bitcoin. This is the wealthy getting into Bitcoin. Now, this is absolutely amazing. Amazing. Bingo, daddy-o. These money managers aren't allocating all this money for a crypto winter. No, my friends. We are 2 weeks away from the halving. 2 weeks. Why do you think they're all rushing to get in? We're 2 weeks away from the halving, folks. All right, now, next. I said this yesterday. All right, and I quote, the biggest banks are reaching out to Bitcoin miners directly to buy Bitcoin because supply shortages on exchanges. The CEO of Hut 8 Mining. Folks, they have to go to the exchanges. The miners are not selling. The miners aren't selling what they're producing now because they're going to wait, hold this larger supply, because in 2 weeks, the rewards are cut in half. They're hodling the larger rewards. Then they're going to sell them after the rewards are cut in half and the price skyrockets. They're hodling. They're just like us, folks. I know miners who are taking 90-day loans out to get to pay their electric bills so they don't have to sell their Bitcoin. They're getting 90-day loans from right now. Why wouldn't you? Because then in 90 days, they know in 90 days, we are well past $100,000. Well past $100,000 per Bitcoin. And read the biggest banks. He didn't say banks. He didn't say some banks. He said the biggest banks are reaching out to Bitcoin miners directly to buy the Bitcoin because of supply shortages on exchanges. Folks, this is getting crazy. All right, next story. All right. Monochrome Asset Management has applied for a spot Bitcoin ETF with the CBOE Australia. If approved, which it will be, this will be the first spot Bitcoin ETF to allow direct holding of the Bitcoin in Australia. Folks, Monochrome is not going to apply if they don't know they're going to get it. They're not. They're not going to waste their time. The BlackRock ETF, all right, the BlackRock ETF set the mold for this. You think Australia's going to want to miss out on this? Hell no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, to the no, to the no. I am sick. So I may be a little slap happy today. That's right, I'm playing poker later at the club here in Sarasota. If I forgot to tell you the other two things. Number one, like and subscribe to the channel. Number two, buy Bitcoin. Buy. Buy, 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 buy. Number three, join the private server. If you watch it on laptop, use that QR code. If you're watching on whatever, there's a link under here for my Substack. Right? Now, that's news story. Folks, if you think, right, if you think that this economy is doing good, March 2024, minus 6,000 full-time jobs. Let me say that again. Minus, so 6,000 people lost their full-time jobs. And 691,000 people got part-time jobs. 6,000 people lost their full-time jobs. 691,000 got part-time jobs. This is the issue, folks. We are losing full-time work. Mother pluckers out there got 3 and 4 part-time jobs. That's a problem. Oh, then I heard, listen to this bullshit. Hang on one second. Word from the sponsor. Then I got some ridiculous news about The Rock. You know who I'm talking about. The Rock. Whatever his name is. Word from the sponsor. Be right back.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calix Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calix Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
All right, we're back. And remember, if you have questions about the club, the laptops, the whatever, give us a call here at the club. 941-960-1180. I'm here right now, in fact. It's Friday. It's poker night at the club. So if you're near Sarasota, come down and take some of my money, because I'm sure I'm not going to win. Oh, well. All right, back to it. So we just heard that 6,000 people lost their full-time job, while 691,000 got part-time jobs. Oh, those economics from Joe Biden, the Bidenomics. Thanks, Dick. Good Lord. All right, now, back to the breaking news. The Rock, whatever his name is, I don't, Jeremy Jordan Jordan, Jeremy, Jordan, Josh, Jevin, Jamingo. I don't remember his name. The Rock. The Rock announced on an interview last night, I was way off. Dwayne Johnson. My bad. Right. He's ashamed that he voted for Joe Biden. Ashamed. And will not be voting for Joe Biden this election. Interesting. Welcome to the club, you friggin' meathead. I thought I was smart, so I voted for Joe Biden. Now that the economy's gone to hell in a handbasket, and our currency is garbage, inflation is rampant, and basically, we've lost all influence over the whole world. Listen to this, folks. This is pitiful, right? The news said yesterday that Joe Biden had a strict and stern conversation with the president of China. But then you read later on in the story that the president of China was only on the phone for like 1 minute. And then handed it off to like a lower secretary. And the president of the United States was negotiating with a junior secretary in China. Nobody respects this guy. Yeah, did they talk about their favorite pudding? Yeah, no doubt. I like the vanilla. I'm more of a chocolate guy. Folks, and then this morning, the Biden administration, also known as Obama, announced that they will be cutting and sanctioning Israel and Netanyahu and will not allow any of the partners in NATO to arm or help Israel. You know why, folks? You know why the Democratic and the progressive movement has actually turned against Israel? Because it's the wrong Israel. See, Netanyahu, which, mind you, I'm not a fan of Netanyahu, put his finger up and went, oh, yeah, Trump's going to win this bitch. So what's Netanyahu do? Netanyahu is kicking the shit out of the CIA-created Hamas. Oh, that's sweet of you. Wait a minute. Joy says, hey, Ben, you look very tanned. No, I just have a fever. So my face is bright red. I'm like a human thermometer. When I have a fever, my head turns bright red. No, I'm just joking. But I do have a fever, so that's all right. I figure either I'm at home miserable or I'm at work not miserable. Oh, that tea's good. Thank you, Bamboo. Okay, back. So now, all right, we have, we, oh, We got Bitcoin Bill. Hey, Tom, maybe Divi will recover next. I have a call at 1 o'clock with the Divi team to finalize my contract with the Divi team on some updates I'm having done to the Divi wallet. All will benefit, my friends. All will benefit. Okay, back to the story. Now, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. All right, on the private server, folks. Right there. Private server. Join the private server. You get every video I do. Now, yesterday, I actually did an interview on a show called the Maverick Report, or the Maverick something. I don't remember. I was sick then, too. Great interview. At the end of it, he's like, yeah, I guess we should like get some more Bitcoin. And I'm like, yeah. My friends, and I'm not the only one. All right, the interview we are going to watch on the private server right here, right? And under here is an interview between Jeff Puth. If you don't know who Jeff Puth is, you're about to. And a guy named Francis Hunt. Now, Francis Hunt is, his nickname is the Market Sniper. But you're going to hear his new business, and you're going to hear him say, the old system's dead. Just let him go. Let them go. They know they're failing. They know their old system's failing. And that's what's going on, folks. The old system is failing. And you have to get yourself out. Now, folks, we're 2 weeks away from the halving. We have all of these freaking banks. Don't forget about Japan. Their ETF launches this week or next week. Or is it early May? I don't remember. The point is, we're off to the races, folks. We're off to the plucking races. Okay, everybody, join the private server. All right, there's a link under here. If you're watching on YouTube, just click the join button, choose the private server. Right there's your link, you're in. On Rumble, you too. Hit the join button, choose the private server, and you get all my videos. All right. Love you guys. I'll be right back. We're going to the private server. Bye-bye, YouTube. Alrighty, hold please.